The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Anthony's Bar and Grill, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, New Life, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Mates Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Just join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325. If you want to call us from the Family Islands, be free to call us on 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. You can text us 6, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. When we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, we're going to talk some PPL, Crambama Power Company, what's going on. We're going to find out, but we'll be back after this break.
Come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Well, Burger King Nassau is turning up the flavor at a great price. The King Meal Deals give you just $5.50, including VAT. Love that BK Flame Grilled Beef? Grab a Rodeo Burger Jr. served with crispy fries and a drink. Or if you like chicken, go for the Rodeo Crispy Chicken Jr. or the 6-piece nugget meal, also with fries and a drink. One price, tons of choices, and flavor that hits every time. The King Meal Deals are only $5.50 at Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. All of you feel like you've been can't down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 99 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So, if you read the newspaper this morning, you would have seen in an article by Candia Dames, speaking of the struggle that seems to have erupted at BPL. And it's basically a struggle between BPL and the joint venture company that the government formed as a part of its energy reform program. That company would be Bahamas Grid Company. Bahamas Grid Company is supposed to be a 60-40 joint venture between the government and the Pike Group, I guess. Okay. Okay. So we have to do something. We have to do something. Communication is really important and organization is very we have to do something. Producer, we have to take a break and then we have to come back. I'm so sorry, folks. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been can't down the same road.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Hungry? Well, Burger King Nassau is turning up the flavor at a great price. The King Meal Deals give you big taste, value, and options for just $5.50, including fat. Love that BK Flame Grill beef? Grab a Rodeo Burger Jr. served with crispy fries and a drink. Or if you like chicken, go for the Rodeo Crispy Chicken Jr. or the six-piece nugget meal, also with fries and a drink. One price every time. The King Meal Deals are only $5.50 at Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. Before we get to BPL, we got to do something. We got to do something. We have something coming up that we want to make sure you get ready for, etc. And so we are joined by Mr. Christopher Adderley of RF to talk about it. How are you doing, sir?
Very well, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's good to have you back. I'm good to have you guys back to talk to us about your upcoming economic outlook.
Yes, sir. And proud to talk about it. This is the biggest event for RF Bank and Trust in any given calendar year. And we are certainly looking forward to making it happen in the next 2 weeks.
And you guys have a theme in respect of this year's outlook. I think everybody in the Bahamas ought to be enthused about, because it is leveling up the world.
Absolutely. And you know, with a level up, you know, it takes a lot to be able to navigate what's happening as things start to move very quickly in the world of technology, AI, and so on.
To say it's moving quickly, you know, I saw something that indicated that the U.S.'s current account deficit significantly, because they believe a significant amount of investment was being made on infrastructure related to developing AI.
Absolutely. And it actually mirrors one of your upcoming topics, like you mentioned, you know, with energy generation in general. You know, it's a huge strain on many global economies at the moment. And, you know, absolutely is something that, as we look forward to the future and what ways AI and technology are going to shape the future, some of which, you know, topics we expect to go over at the RFBEO in a couple of weeks. You know, it really is going to speak to what the future of energy generation and AI's use of same, you know, how that all affects us on a day-to-day basis.
Mind you, you know, I didn't connect those two dots in the recent consideration of AI, but it is so true that moving AI forward also means driving energy demand in a significant way.
Absolutely. And that's just one of many factors, factors that we'll go into great detail with a world we have, you know, almost lifelong right now for the average person. AI is just becoming a daily, you know, occurrence, a very common factor for them. But you have folks that have been on the ground, so to speak, in AI for years, some 30, 40 years. And we have a couple of those that are on our speaker lineup in the next 2 weeks that are really going to be able to speak to, you know, more than just your ChatGPT or your Microsoft Copilot as far as, you know, the world of AI goes.
Right. Because the implications for AI are profound across many, many human activities. And as you indicated, you know, we know ChatGPT and we know Google Copilot, but a lot of stuff is going on that is likely to be quite transformative to the way the world works.
Absolutely. If you've ever seen on Amazon Prime, there's a show called The Futurist. We will actually have the host of that show, a gentleman by the name of Ian Khan, who is going to be speaking to a lot of those things, you know, whereas he has been in the business of looking into the future and seeing exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about the conference. This is what year now?
This is year 15 for the RFEO conference.
Wow. And that seems unreal to me, because I almost thought you guys just started this a few years ago.
No, it may have taken on a couple of other names, but in, you know, first principles, the basis of what the conference is, it has been going on for about a decade and a half.
And the overarching aim of the conference is what?
So it's at the beginning of the year, and it really, you know, serves its purpose to set the tone for investors, business-minded individuals to sort of have a roadmap, a look forward, a way to forecast to a certain extent where the world is going and where economies are going for the year that is to come.
Okay. And I noticed that, you know, while you pay attention to what may be local issues of our economy and our economic outlook, you do also embrace what's happening in the world and how that could be impacting ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So RF Bank and Trust, while we have our biggest stronghold, obviously, here in the Bahamas, we also operate in the Cayman Islands and in Barbados. So, you know, from the ground level, we have to be more global just because we hang out in a regional jurisdiction in the first place. So, you know, all of these things, especially considering AI technology, these are things that are happening on a global scale. And, you know, we would 100% do ourselves a disservice by only paying attention to what's happening just right here with us. It's definitely more advantageous for us to pay attention to the global on a macro level and then scale it down to the micro, depending on, you know, what part and what jurisdiction or what region, you know, it needs to be applied.
When is the conference?
The conference is Friday, February 13th at the Bahamar Convention Center.
Okay, and it starts at what time and ends at what time?
Registration, open, welcome, starts around 8:30, and the run of show gets going at 9 a.m.
Okay. Is it a full day, half day? What is it?
Full day. So we will... delegates will be provided with a breakfast, lunch. We have a really nice networking mixer at the end of the day. So it's essentially one day of work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for those that are interested, we do have CPD credits or continuing professional development credits that you will be eligible for one per session. There are five sessions throughout the day. So you are eligible for five CPD credits with your attendance to the conference.
And who should attend this conference?
All professionals. It is certainly beneficial to all professionals. Most likely who are going to be present are going to be, you know, your C-level professionals, your business owners, entrepreneurs. I think the last time I popped in on the show and we had one of our VPs join you a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned anyone that is seriously in the business of doing business would find very much, you know, big value by attending.
You know, one of the things I find helpful is when the people in the C-suite have some of the emerging leaders attend these things with themselves so that they begin to form higher level, broader level perspectives. So that's something that even some of the C-level people, I mean the executive suite people folks, should think about as they try to groom their leadership in their organizations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we have many conversations here and there about succession planning. Mm-hmm. And this 100% speaks to that.
Okay. And first of all, I know there's a cost. What's the cost?
So tickets are online. You can buy online. We have also had large swaths of companies, you know, give us a call in. They may not want to purchase tickets via credit card on the website, but we do have, you can call into to them. We can invoice and have wire transfers done. So that's another part of it as well. If you want to maybe send an entire department, that can be done as well. But for individual tickets, the website is rfbeo, So that's RF Bahamas Economic Outlook, just the letters, rfbeo.com. And hit register now, and you can buy those tickets for $600 for the full day's conference.
Okay, and then do you have group rates?
We do have group rates, yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. And so once again, people can register online at?
rfbeo.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the theme this year, as I indicated, was focused around AI, right?
Yes, yes. So we're looking at, you know, where the world is, where things are going, and we thought it fitting, especially based on one of our speakers by the name of Jamie Metzl. He speaks in one of his books, his newest book, it's called Super Convergence, which talks about, you know, humanity and AI coming together essentially as one, because there is going to be a time when we're forced to work together. And so our theme that we chose this year is AI Tsunami, Navigating the Surge of Intelligent Innovation. So it is really about finding your way through all of this and all of this technology that's now encompassing the world.
Yeah, well, inclusive of all the opportunities and the challenges that exist with it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I was, somebody sent me something that indicated that China has a non-human AI-driven hospital. Okay, now I did not believe that was so. So I texted a friend of mine who is Chinese, who is in China right now as we speak. And so I sent a note to them and I asked them, is this true? But they indicated they didn't know that was true, but it is remarkable what China is doing with AI within its economy and society.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't know if, you know, you've been speaking to a little birdie or two, but that actually speaks to our panel discussion, which I won't give very much information on, but it is 100% focused on the medical field and, you know, technological advancements in that way, and where we are as a country and where we could expect to go to with this surge of intelligent innovation in that industry specifically.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Once again, we got the RF Economic Outlook taking place on
February 13th. That's a Friday. The Bahama Convention Center.
At the Bahama Convention Center. You got to get registered in advance for that. And all of the registration and stuff will start around 8 by 9 o'clock. You up and running with your speakers and all that information passing. I have attended any number of the Outlooks, and I can tell you, rich, weighty, considered content has been what my experience has been. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, hey, listen, man, if we can help to continue to get the word out, please let us know. It's good to talk to you, Chris.
For sure. Likewise.
All right. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Chicken tenders.
And they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them.
With sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal.
Enjoy them on their own.
Or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Looking for the perfect Saturday vibe? The Tourism Development Corporation invites you to Bites on Bay Food Truck Pop-Up, a celebration of food, culture, and community. Happening Saturday, February 7th, 2026, from 12 noon to 8 p.m. at the corner of Bay Street and Elizabeth Avenue. Enjoy free entry, delicious food trucks, live entertainment, a high-energy Junkanoo rush out, and free character. Come hungry, come early. Bites on Bay, presented by the Tourism Development Corporation.
Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join Star 106.5 All-Star Team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear specials, prizes and surprises nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest Sunday of the year for the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it.
The Patriots!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabar Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I had begun mentioning the article by Candy Adams in the Nassau Guardian today talking about the struggle. I think it's a kind of, no pun intended, kind of power struggle at BPL arising from the outage that occurred on the weekend on Sunday, in which it seemed that Bahamas Grid Company, which is the joint venture partnership between the government, 40% owner, and Pike Group, I believe is 60% owners. I think that's what it is. And the power company, in which Bahamas Grid Company, BGC, we'll call it, posted something in the media following the outage, in which it said, as for questions on restoration timing and why the power went out so extensively like many of you, we are also trying to find out more information from BPL right now. Let me read that for you again. They said, this is now, bear in mind, BPL is owned by the government of the Bahamas. BGC is, the government of the Bahamas is owning BGC. Okay? There is an extensive outage at BPL. BGC, the government owned, partially owned, company sends out a post on Facebook that says, well, unfortunately, for reasons unknown to BGC, the BGC team had been denied access to New Providence Control Center for BPL management since last week, January 27, despite it being BGC's contractual right to jointly manage in the control center. As a result, only BPL was in control center Saturday night to be able to try to assess and mitigate the outage effects in New Providence. And then says, as for your questions on restoration timing and why the power went out so extensively, like many of you, Tina, we are also trying to find out more information from BPL right now. Remember, BPL is owned by who? The government of the Bahamas. BGC is owned by who? Partly by the government of the Bahamas, under a public-private partnership arrangement with the company. How do you explain that? That these two entities, owned by the government in whole or in part, can't communicate between themselves to resolve an issue related to the power to the citizens of the Bahamas in New Providence? And then a post goes out that publicly reflects this disharmony between the two. I would like to tell you, that BGC is out of its lien. I'd like to be able to tell you that BPL is out of its lien. I can't tell you that. You know why? Because I have never seen, and nor do I know anyone who has ever seen, the contractual arrangements between them and the arrangement that the government signed with them in relation to this. I have never seen it. So I don't even know. We don't know. And apparently they haven't seen it too, because they couldn't get in the control center, which they say contractually they're supposed to co-manage together. Wow. This is happening against a live debate and discussion of the government of the Bahamas seeking to acquire the Grand Bahama Power Company. It is almost fortuitous. It is ironic that this happens when the government of the Bahamas says it wants to acquire the Grand Bahama Power Company. Remember that? Prime Minister said he was holding some discussions about control of the power company. He never said purchase, never said acquisition. He said control. It was subsequent to that the director of communications, Latrey Raming, posted something that said when the prime minister said control, he meant acquisition. So now we hear acquisition. The Grand Bahama Power Company posted some very soft diplomatic note saying, yes, discussions are being held, but it didn't post it. They sent a note to their staff saying that there were discussions being held around how the government and them could work together for better delivery of energy and affordable energy, and that the discussions were still taking place and nothing had been finalized, et cetera. And a soft note, I'd say, very diplomatic note was sent out by the Grand Bahama Power Company. Why? I know why. They don't want to offend the government to say what they may really want to say. Then the Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce sends out a response. If you read the Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce's response, it does not sound to me, this is Shivago Sean Lang now, and I have read it. It does not sound to me like a Chamber of Commerce commentary purely on a proposition by the government to acquire a power company. It sounds like a defense a power company would make for itself. That's how it sounds to me. This statement by the Chamber of Commerce talks about the government is making the case that it wants to acquire the power company so that it can equalize rates across the country, and then in consideration economies of scale, doesn't take into consideration the $50 million investment required to upgrade the thing and the time it would need, the company would need to. I mean, if you moved Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce and put the Grand Bahama Power Company's name on the top of that release, you will say, okay, there's a company making a case that says you, the government of the Bahamas, are short-sighted in your interest in acquiring the power company. a chamber of commerce might say, we don't agree that the government of the Bahamas is the best new owner of the power company for these reasons related to our membership and the delivery of service and pricing and all that kind of stuff. That would be the kind of more theoretical argument put forward by a Chamber of Commerce. This statement by the Chamber of Commerce, individual company argument. And it probably made a better case for the power company than the power company could make for itself, given that it seems afraid to offend the government in the circumstances. Because in essence, the power company said of the prime minister's comments, yeah, we're all in discussions. We're all in discussions more broadly around how we could work together. And yes, among the options might be a purchase, but it didn't suggest that acquisition was central to what they were discussing. That was not how the power company put it forward. The government put forward a proposition that the central argument was control and purchase. But the power company didn't want to go there. I understand. In this day and age, now, timidity seems to be the profile of far too many in countries around the world having to deal with governments. Timidity. That's the reality, right? But the Grandmama Chamber of Commerce showed no such, and it went right for the jugular. But it made a Chamber of Commerce case. It was not more like an advocate for one of its members, you could argue, in making their case. Anyways, the government responded to that. And the government responded to that, and many of their arguments against the Chamber of Commerce's arguments are not irrational. They're not irrational arguments. But what's curious to me, though, is that the government is making its central arguments around this great need to rescue Grand Bahamians from high power rates, to give them reliability and a modern infrastructure for their power delivery system. So it's more like we want to unify our energy grid in the country and what have you. Now, I would have bought that really as a case, except, you know, as I did some work to look at previous speeches made by the government of the Bahamas, including the prime minister when he made his speech on the energy reform at the energy summit on November 20th, 2025. And curiously enough, I looked at speeches made by the minister responsible for energy, and none of those speeches ever invoked the importance, centrality of a unified reform system with Grand Bahama as a consideration. This Grand Bahama perspective acquisition is brand new. I mean, this is like out of thin air as far as anything I could tell is concerned. Now, if somebody could show me otherwise, I'd be happy. And the Grand Bahama Port Authority were arguing about the regulatory responsibility of either for regulating the power company, I know that. But in terms of a government statement saying we need Grand Bahama's power system to be nationalized so that we can achieve unity in our reform efforts, if you could show me that statement in anything that was put forward, I would be happy to get it, because this comments about acquiring the power company is like out of left field. And it is something that takes on a more curious weight in light of the fact that we have an impending election, right? I mean, let's be clear, right? If this was important, it was critical, you would think it would emerge as a part of a rational, considered, comprehensive, uses the word comprehensive to this reform system a lot. And I'm saying I couldn't find Grand Bahama in any of the planning notations that was put forward about energy reform in the country prior to now, especially not the acquisition of the Grand Bahama Power Company. Not even the control of the Grand Bahama Power Company was uttered as a component of it. And so that makes the matter a little curious to me, because this is not a simple issue and it is not a light issue, right? There are many, many, many stakeholders who might be happy to see this happen or unhappy to see something like this happen. And so you would think it would have been given more, you know, more soundings over time. But we are going to have an election by September of this year. Whole election, and in a whole election, in a descend on ground cabinet that had not, but the prime minister of whom had not, in a national address, mentioned Grand Bahama, mentioned this, just suddenly pops this on people. That's interesting. And would beg the question, why? What's going on? Why? If you look at, I promise you, if you study electricity rates between Grand Bahama and BPL in New Providence and the rest of the family island, you will find this to be true. On any number of occasions, BPL, Grand Bahama's power's rate is lower than that of BPL. On occasions, it is almost the same. And on occasions, it is just marginally different in being higher. There is nothing that looking at Grand Bahama and New Providence's rates that would drive you to the overarching conclusion that it would be better for Grand Bahama Power Company to be owned by the government of the Bahamas so that the rates could go down. Nothing. The rates in New Providence, notwithstanding, have not gone down. They have not. I mean, there's like, you, it's here and there, a movement around like who pays at what level of consumption. And depending on the user, if you are a higher end user, your rate has changed in going down. I mean, I'm talking about people who could afford to have $3,000, $4,000 a month rent, but not significantly. So the government itself has not produced any meaningful change in power rates by anything that has happened to date. What then becomes the impetus for believing that a acquisition by the government of the Grand Bahama Power Company would produce a result different than that? Is a legitimate question. An absolutely legitimate question. Right? If you talk about reliability, could anything make a more substantial point than what is happening right now today? Heavy winds had significant cold weather up to 10, as low as 10 degrees Celsius. And we have not been without power one single time, as far as I know. But New Providence had a significant outage. And we don't know, we can't know, today, this, remember now, BPL is owned by the government of Bahamas. Supposed to have a deal, a contractual arrangement with Bahamas great company. And one, we don't know what happened. We don't know why it happened. And we are now being featured to a problem between the two entities that are supposed to be responsible. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 AM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we are now talking about the dispute that seems to exist between BPL and BGC and the government's interest in acquiring. One of my keen eye listeners brought to my attention that the power company in Grand Bahama posted that they were aware of some isolated outages in Grand Bahama. They posted, due to elevated wind gust conditions, restoration efforts have been paused to ensure the safety of their crew, and that their teams were standing by to do this. Now, these were, and they look at the words they use, isolated areas, as opposed to what BGC posted saying. As for questions on restoration timing and why the power went out so extensively, okay, bear that in mind. And so where were these areas that went out, according to the Grand Bahama Power Company? They even posted the areas, Grand Bahama Power Company, right? They said in North Bahamia, Regency Theater, Regency Park, Rumkey Drive, Pinta Avenue, Xanadu Circle, Princess Isles, Waterfalls Drive, Hudson Estates, Deadman Street, Williamstown, and Pine Dale, right? Which, as a segment of Grand Bahama, I can see isolated. So they had some, they did have some outages, in Grand Bahama, but look at the difference in, so even if in the instance of the weather, they had outages, according to BGC, there's not, there in New Providence was extensive, according to Grand Bahama Power Company, was isolated. Look at the communication gap. The power company sends out, yes, we are aware, these are the areas, and this is what we propose to do when we have the opportunity to do. What you got on the other hand? You got, unfortunately, for reasons unknown to BGC, the BGC team had been denied access to New Providence Control Center, blah, blah, blah. And so, like many of you, we are also trying to find out more information. So BPL at Nassau, parts of Abaco, North Eleuthera, out of power. Difference. Okay, difference. There's a difference. Okay. So it really does beg the question as to why now, and you know, what would it mean? And again, not in the least. Okay. This text says, did you see the photo of snowing in Freeport this weekend. I didn't see any photos of snow in Freeport this weekend. I have seen snow in Freeport in my lifetime twice. And by my home, I've seen snow in Freeport. I took films of it and sent it to my people abroad. Right? I mean, talking about a little bit of accumulation, the snow. I'm not talking about hail now. This says, good day, Lang. It would be a terrible idea for government to buy Freeport power. The best thing is to regulate the power, not buy it. It's only a political game. Tell them don't do it to Freeport. Someone told me to tell you all that snow thing was AI generated. That's the problem with AI these days. So. Says Texas, the PM would have earned more points by trying to solve the electricity issues in Eleuthera. Been deplorable for 4 years. Some parts right now had no power for 36 hours. I am not sure how we are maneuvering in our addressing of some of these issues. By the way, somebody told me I was saying BPL, BTC, when I should have been saying PPL. That's too much alphabets, man. Sorry about that. I'm not sure. But again, I told you guys, and it's not a criticism, it's a observation born of experience, that when you get there to an election, things take on a different spin. They do. Because the considerations become different for all players in the political process. And that's why I continue to tell you guys how important it is to get elections behind you, so that if governance is what you are aiming for, then that's what you do. You want to get the politics out of the way, and then, you know, move on. All right, so that's the power company. By the way, can I ask you guys something? Know who the president, CEO, general manager, director of BGC is? The Bahamas grid company. Does anyone know? Can someone tell me, please, who is the director, manager, CEO of Bahamas Grid Company? Anybody? The government owns this, you know. The government owns a part of this. This therefore is a quasi public entity. Who's the management of it? Who's the president? Anybody in the press, in the media? Can you help me? I'd like to get their contact to be able to speak with them. Anybody knows who the CEO, has the government ever announced, in part or in joint with the partners of BGC, who is the managing director, CEO, president of BGC? Where does BGC operate from? Where are their offices? Anyone? Any of my learned folks in the media? Can you help me? Says they were advertising for a CEO a few months ago. Oh, says I want them too. Oh, so they advertised for a CEO, so they might not yet still have a CEO. Maybe, you think? Anyway, we'll keep searching. It keeps, this person says this is the most bizarre. It's curious. It's interesting. I do think so. See, especially in the back, against the backdrop of such a meaningful reform initiative by the government, you know, these things are important, who the leadership is, et cetera. This Texas Line BPL was sabotaged. You can't rule that out. You can't rule it out because you don't know. You don't know. So, you know, and if sabotage was at stake, the government ought to do it, have the police and them do their investigation. And if there are persons who have been found to do that, then the necessary should happen. But you can't rule it out because we don't have a reason for the outage at the moment. So you can't rule it out. But it does say something that the outage happened around the weather being, and then you had the power company and grandmama having some outages as well. So you can't rule out that it was weather related either. You might have a different reliability of the New Providence grid versus the Grand Bahama grid, but you can't rule out weather. So I can't say it was sabotage because, you know, X, Y, and Z. We don't know. We don't know. Let me see. You've got lots of texts coming in. From October, yeah, chief executive officer position summary. BGC is seeking a dynamic and visionary chief executive officer to lead the company through its phase of grid modernization. Okay, wow, okay. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
I'm right here, my friend. What's going on?
No, I've been a grandmama pretty much all my life. I mean, last for a brief period of time to come out, but pretty much it's always been my base. And if I could recall, I have faith to say that the last year, last summer, and grandmama is the worst we had it on the grandmama.
In a long time. In a long time. That's.
You know, and even though the power company had their challenges last year, summer, this man is doing all splat out. Every day, they were sending a list out that the power would be off in this area at this time and for so long.
Mm-hmm.
As sure as the night times today, if they say the power turn off 2 o'clock, bam, 2 o'clock, the power come back, the power off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if they say it off for 2 hours, boom. Within 2 hours, your power back on. So
right.
I still have to say that.
Uh-huh.
We were able to plan.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We were able to get off. If he's doing something, listen, I have to have this finished before 2 o'clock.
Right.
2 o'clock, power going off. I don't
know
what it is with BPL.
You know what is also true about the power company, is that my understanding is that they installed some devices or equipment to provide earlier sensitivity to weather incidences for shutting down to avoid damage to the infrastructure earlier than used to be the case prior to some of those major hurricanes we suffered. So there is a sensitivity built up in the system to shut down the power in weather incidences.
That is correct. I am aware of that. Even up to Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, and if I could touch base on the PM and his whole to do with Grand Bahama so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just last night, I believe, where they ratified those balance candidates, himself included, the Prime Minister. And interviewed someone asked the Prime Minister about the deal with Alakaya. The Prime Minister says the hotel is sold. They came right around and asked Kingsley Smith. Kingsley Smith said, even though the hotel is sold, we're still working on it. Something out of fact. So whom should we believe? And I want you to listen to those interviews. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, Grand Bahamas, you should know, are very finicky people. Don't play with the emotions of Grand Bahamas people. We've been going too much, in particular for the last, since Darwin, we've been going too much.
Mm.
And I think this election is going to be very bad for this administration because you played with the people in Grand Bahama for the last 4 years. You know.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. We do know that there is a board of directors for BGC. We know who the members of the board of directors, the members of the board are for the company. So we have Mr. Eric Pike, we have Mai Shibata, we have Anthony Ferguson, Christina Alston, we have Dr. Anthony Farrington, all very notable people, frankly. So we know that. But as to who the CEO is, the president is, the management is, that we do not know. But they are looking for, they were looking for from October, a new CEO. So, you know. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hello, Mr. Lang. I have a question. I am not a PLP or an FM. I am a nationalist. Whatever is in the best interest of this country. I heard a rumor. I don't know. I'm not trying to, if it's not the case. But who, I was told that a certain person on in charge, their daughter is one of the key persons running, or at least spare, if only fronting the said company, said Pike, grid company.
We don't know anything about that. We know who the board of directors are. We know that they are, we're in a search for a CEO. We don't know any management. I don't know anyone in the management. I don't know anyone who knows anyone in the management. So we don't know that. And so I really don't want to even go there. Okay? We don't need to go there because there's no information about that. And again, the issue here is a disagreement, a struggle that seems to exist between BPL, wholly owned government corporation, and Bahamas Grid Company, which is a partly owned government company, right? And the whole arrangement is supposed to be, the whole arrangement was supposed to be around an agreement to move forward the energy reform initiative, right? So we ain't getting caught up in no rumors, or I hear that, because that's not necessary for this discussion, and we don't want to go there and be irresponsible in that regard. This discussion isn't about corruption. This discussion isn't about malfeasance or anything of that nature. It is about, one, why would a company partly owned by the government be publicly posting information about its struggle with a government wholly, but a company wholly owned by the government? And if you wanted to find out from the company partly owned by the government something, who would you turn to in terms of the management of the company? That would have been my question, right? Okay, we have some more text here. Let me read these texts for you. This text says, I heard the plan to acquire GBPC. I heard a loud announcement that BPL is in trouble and needs a broader customer base. Either that or dramatically increase or repeat exorbitant 2025 rates to existing customers. I don't see an acquisition of BPL, of GBPC, being an economy of scales argument for the buying of the power company. I don't see that. And in fact, it doesn't feature in the government's own argument for why it's buying the power company. The government says it's buying the Grand Bahama Power Company to lower your rates. That's what it said. It wants to harmonize rates across the Bahamas, and that it will modernize, make more reliable and more affordable power services if it owned Grand Bahama Power Company. That's what the aim is. That's what the government says. It says, Lang, the snow is AI. Freeport was the coldest and it wasn't no snow here. We're at 38 degrees in Lewis Yard. Wow. Okay. This text says, JoBeth Colby is definitely who is managing BPL. Yeah, but that's not the manager. BPL has a CEO. Okay? So she's not. I mean, if you're trying to tell me she's interfering with BPL's management, that's a that would be a opinion. An opinion you have, but the manager, the BPL has a management team, and it has a CEO, who is Miss Toni Seymour, T-O-N-I Seymour. She's the chief executive officer. It was installed to that position on October 8th, 2024. Okay. This says, this, the hidden shell game being played with the Bahamian people. This Texas power company in Freeport had poles down on lines. That's why it wasn't no power. Okay. That could happen too. Yeah, for sure. And especially if some of the older lines that weren't replaced after the storm occurred. It says, good day, man. And you mean to tell me this government who can't get the hospital fixed, no cafeteria, close the A&E and begging the Chinese for a new hospital and God knows what else, gaining trust for partying our Lucaya. You mean they want to resell Grand Bahama Power? Resell it? Everybody should be scared. It feels like thriller, thriller. We got some more text here. This text says, good afternoon, Zhivago. It was so sickening with the power company in Nassau. My electricity was off for 11 hours. 11 hours in the 21st century, says that person. This text says, the snow was frozen, frost on the hood of a car on Andras, not snow. Just like you get frost on the outside of a can of soda or similar. So he simply scrapped it into a pile. Okay. All right. And I mean, I see no snow, so I know I didn't see any snow. It was cold, though. I have a little fireplace, you know, artificial fireplace. I used that. I had that for now for about 3 years. And so it keeps my little man cave warm and cozy, so. And I layered up. I'm wearing two sets of pants and long sleeve stuff. So you got to layer up in this kind of weather. Okay, let's see. We got, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. Our great sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
West Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join Star 106.5 All-Star Team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear specials, prizes and prizes nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest Sunday of the year for the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it.
The Patriots!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. I saw a note penned by someone. I'm not going to call the name. I don't think that that's necessary. But it was a note penned by someone suggesting that talk show hosts continue to criticize Grand Bahama and that they ignore things like Celebration Key and what's happening at the shipyard and so forth and so forth. And so I just want to say, I mean, I don't know if they mean me or anybody else. I just want to say this too. I hope they're listening. I hope people who talk to them are listening because I can't imagine anything so fundamentally untrue as that statement. Criticize Grand Bahama? Are you serious? You cannot. You cannot be a listener to these shows. You can't be a listener to this show. You can't be a listener to any show that I listen to on Guardian Radio and make that statement. That is an absolute lie. Absolute lie. Criticize Grand Bahama? Because we, like, on this show, and anybody who listens to this show, tell me if you haven't heard me say, anyone who says that Grand Bahama is not growing is ignoring the truth. I mentioned that. Has anybody show? You cannot have a Celebration Key happen on Grand Bahama and tell me it doesn't have an impact, a positive impact on this show. Or to confirm that the Grand Bahama Port Authority publishes that over $2 billion in investment is being made in Grand Bahama on this show. Right? And all the other things that may be happening, what I constantly say is, that notwithstanding, because if you look at the BNSI's labor statistics, unemployment in Grand Bahama remains at double digits. If you go and move about Grand Bahama, you will see that people are still hurting in significant numbers. So I say it's not the kind of robust growth that people yet can say, oh, wow, look at what's happening in Grand Bahama as they would have experienced in the 90s. But to suggest that on Guardian, on that talk show host, criticize Grand Bahama, you got to be reading or listening to something else fabricated in your own mind or by somebody else. Absolute nonsense talk. Absolute nonsense. And I challenge any single person who would like to challenge what I just said to get on. It's nonsense talk. Who criticize Grand Bahama for what? For what? What does that mean? To criticize Grand Bahama would be to say Grand Bahama's dirty. Grand Bahama is in the dumps. Grand Bahama is ridiculous. That's criticism. But criticize Grand Bahama? What kind of nonsense talk is that? Absolute nonsense talk. So I don't know who penned it in reality. I know whose name is attached to it. but with the greatest respect to you and anyone else, that is nonsense talk. Okay? Now, if you want to ride around and drive around ignoring the reality, see, let me tell you what happens in, and I say this a lot on my show too. Let me tell you what happens in this world. Because you, in your little corner of the world, are prospering, because you are tied in and networked in, and you therefore have money flowing to you, and you can see how a thing benefits you and yours and the few people you have, you forget that you are not the community. You are just a part of it. So even in the Great Depression, people flourished. Not all, not lots of people, but some people flourished. Even in the Great Recession in 2007, 2008, but lots of people suffered demise. Just because you and yours are benefiting and flourishing does not mean that's the broad experience of people on the ground. Ask them. Go talk to them. Go ask the BNSI. How is it that all these people are doing so well in Grand Bahama because of Celebration Key, because of the Grand Bahama Shipyard, all these kind of things, and you still record an unemployment rate for Grand Bahama around 10%? What are you doing? It's just the reality of things. Okay, so don't, I'm sorry, you know, you can say, you know, I heard Sir Franklin Wilson say recently that he says that there are people who can, in the recent economic circumstances of the Bahamas, say that things have, they've fared better now than ever before. But you know what he said? He said, but there is an argument for the broad experiences of others. Okay? That's a sensible commentary. Right? That's a sensible commentary that there can be pockets of prosperity and growth and even robust improvements for some people, while there are lots of people who not yet be experiencing that. But to suggest, I mean, this is what really got me now. Because you could have an opinion about what's happening in Grand Bahama that you want. Talk show hosts? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? I don't hear that even on shows that aren't the Guardian Radio. Criticizing Grand Bahama? Wow. I'd love my colleagues who do these talk shows to tell me, yeah, I agree with them. Or if you listen to these talk shows, you can tell me that. Really? That's what you hear? Seriously? Seriously? Wow. I live in a world, and I understand it. I live in a world where perceptions are different, where people can have points of view, and sometimes people can even read wrongly. Right? And honestly, I really, that piece of writing and the pen, the name put to it, because that was weird. That was really odd. I'd never in a long time seen that coming. But anyway, carry on. I can tell you one thing. Say it again, and I will say it strongly again. Don't tell lies on us. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because I will call it out. I ain't call nobody name. But if you persist with that nonsense, and you put it and you're sending it around, then I will be forced to do so, because I'm a talk show host, and so you're talking about me too, and you're talking about others. Just absolute nonsense. And a lot of times when we are making comments, what we make comments about is not Freeport, Grand Bahama. We make comments about what is not happening in East and West Grand Bahama as opposed to the Freeport. In fact, sometimes we say the government of the Bahamas keeps criticizing the Grand Bahama Port Authority for what it isn't doing to help the economy of Grand Bahama, when it is responsible for East Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama, and those places are not flourishing. And yet they are criticizing Freeport and the Grand Bahama Port Authority, where Celebration Key is happening, the Grand Bahama Shipyard is expanding, and the Grand Bahama Freeport Container Port, sorry, is expanding, and so forth. We make those kinds of commentary. So I don't know. I'm going to tell you, that note was weird to me. Very weird. almost suspicious to me. Grandma, I was driving to Grandmama the other day. And as I drove past, I pointed out to the person I was driving, I said, you know, you see this long line of cars? I said, you know, the people who say nothing is happening in Grandma, who say that Grandmama isn't growing, have to explain why this is happening. Because that wasn't the case years ago. That's a recent development where you have this uptick in traffic and so forth, because people are moving about doing their economic stuff and so forth and so forth. And no honest person could look on Grand Bahama and deny that. And if the Progressive Liberal Party has the governing administration wants to take credit for that, they have every right to do so. They are presiding over it. Just like when things bad happen, people say, oh, it's the government. Well, if you want, say I did this, then there you go. Now, somebody might dispute that, but that's fine. But it seems wildly inappropriate to suggest that talk show hosts are criticizing Grandmama and to make a what I call a flaky argument. You can take that back to them for me too about it. Absolute nonsense. Nonsense. When privilege is yours in an economic way, enjoy the privilege. But don't try to castigate other people to make a point you seem to be making on an observation that is entirely, entirely unfair. Absolute nonsense. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease. Located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. So thank you for joining us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242 300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, I didn't hear the entire TR. Can GB woes be three-pronged? Are there any SBDC initiatives in place to assist small businesses? GBPA and the government need to work cohesively together. Says, and three international investors have complained about the high airport and docking fees, which may be a turnoff from doing business. SBDC, I think, is extended to Grand Bahama as well. So it's not just in Nassau. So the Small Business Development Center has its activities in Grand Bahama, and I think they've funded people in Grand Bahama as well. The Port Authority has a number of initiatives that they extend to small businesses as well. Yes, the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government have to work together, that's for sure. And yes, international investors do complain about airport and docking fees, that's for sure. That is definitely something that I'm aware of. Grand Bahama doesn't have any single issue. It has any number of issues. Some of its issues relate to government, government activity, both in terms of maybe the government's approach to doing things with businesses in Grand Bahama, or in terms of things that it may not be doing in respect to Grand Bahama. It also has issues related to maybe the way the Port Authority approaches its activities in Grand Bahama, in the Freeport area in particular, and the way it deals with, promotes the area. You could argue that some of that may be a part of it. Some of it may relate to the personal financial disposition of far too many people in the Freeport area that may be tied to some of the things that I just talked about. It's not any single issue. The one good thing about Grand Bahama I'm aware of is the right set of investments, whether they are take place by the investors, the right set of not a lot, but the right set and kind of investments could do enormous. Can have enormous benefits for improving the economic fortunes of Grand Bahama. So really, a really dedicated strategic effort to locate in this area the right kinds of investments. And to be sure, a part of that is a robust, successful hotel operation, or hotels operating, is important. And as much as people dream about Grand Bahama being this industrial hub and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you don't locate a decent hospitality center, and it can't be no cruise port. I mean, it can't be no cruise, there's no Celebration Key. That helps, but that's not it. That ain't it. Okay, we got all millions of tourists going to Nassau as cruise passengers, and millions that are not translating into the kind of economic robustness that Grand Bahama that New Providence should see. Even 10% of that number in stopovers. Okay, it has to be legitimate hotel, resort-related, entertainment, attraction-related hospitality that brings and compels people to come to this place. You could grow that industrial sector all you want. That's great. That's part of the diversification that would happen. But it'd be more. You gotta have hospitality included. And if the Port Authority, the government of the Bahamas, are not robustly seeking that arrangement, and that's a problem. Now, that was supposed to be what Alukaya represented when the government announced its deal with the group that is supposed to have bought and be developing the place. That's what it was supposed to represent. But we are not sure where that is. So we wait and we hold on. But if the government, as the Minnesota administration sought to do, and now the Davis administration sought to do in getting that critical piece of hospitality going successfully in the Grand Bahama area, that's what it should be. It should be partly that. And then if you can get something out there in the East Grand Bahama area and the West Grand Bahama area that looks like a significant hotel operations, it'd be the same thing. It'd be the same thing out there, right? That can soak up the levels of labor required, supply we have in Grand Bahama, not just in the immediate location, but by extension, the people who are all over the place because they couldn't find anything to do in Grand Bahama would love to be home. All of that changes the economic profile of Grand Bahama and the economic dynamics of the place. And everybody gets the benefit from it, because if you get large numbers of people, you get 2,000, 3,000 people employed in Grand Bahama through the hospitality industry, and those are sustainable and robustly succeeding, then these people then have multiple millions of dollars, $100, $200 million to spend on an annual basis in Grand Bahama. And they need housing. They will need food. They will need entertainment. They will need medical attention and all these kinds of things. It just changes the economy and prospects of the place enormously. Even if you get a major manufacturing plant, it won't have a significant an impact like that, as will a hospitality center. Because they're not gonna be as labor intensive. Right? And then they're gonna maybe have some specialized skills required, and you're not gonna have it. And so they're gonna be bringing in foreign labor to do it, like the shipyard, like the container. Not the container port, because the container port is mostly Bahamian. But it's not a huge number of people. As large as it is, it's not a huge number of people because it's a highly mechanized place. Right? That hospitality industry, where you got to attend to people's needs and service people, that's different. And we could run from it all we want. You want to soak up employment in this place, labor in this place, gotta get it rolling. That should have been a priority of any government of the Bahamas. Any government. That should have been a priority. When Alukaya was developed in the 90s, and the shipyard came on board, and the container came on board, you know what happened? Grand Bahama's unemployment rates fell below 7%. Below 7%. And all kinds of people had money to build all kinds of duplex and displex and the next flex. Because they were prospering. This text says, what is the purpose of Bahamas Development Bank as far as their role in assisting economic growth of the Bahamas, especially Grand Bahama? Well, they have the same role in Grand Bahama as they have in the rest of the Bahamas, where through their capital, they lend to certain kinds of businesses so that they can get started and succeed. So that's but the problem is they don't have a lot of capital. They have some, but they don't have a lot. And unfortunately, far too many of the businesses that they have lent to over the years have failed. And so their payback rate is also significantly strained. And so that's it's been playing its role in many ways, but it's had the same experience as most development banks in the world. Very low success rates. This text on a missing Grand Bahama master plan. Oh, this is something written by someone, Eden Johnson in the Nassau Guardian. Yep. So, you know, it would be foolish of me or anyone else to pretend that moving an economy, even if it's just an island economy, is easy. It's not easy. Not easy, but it's doable. We've seen it before. It's doable, but you got to be focused, man. Got to be focused on it. I'm sorry, I don't get the impression we are focused. I don't get the impression we're focused. No, I don't get that impression. And a national plan is supposed to help focus you, you know? We don't have one. We don't have a national plan. We have a draft national plan, but we have no national plan. We have no adopted national plan. And if we had an adopted plan, we'd be working on the basis of that plan. So improving a nation's and an island within a nation's economy isn't easy, isn't simple. Chicago can't sit on this and pretend like, oh man, that's all you gotta do. All we have to No, it's not simple. It's not simple. But it's doable. With focus, intentionality, strategy, execution, patience and persistence, it's doable. And it may not even be doable within a single term. And maybe you change governments and still you gotta, even if the government changes, if you're doing sensible things, you should continue sensible things. Right? We can't be stupid. We got to do sensible things and continue doing sensible things, even if we change the management, the leadership. Right? But it takes, you have to have the vision, and you have to be intentional. You have to be strategic. You have to be persistent. You have to be patient, and it can happen. And I don't doubt myself that the Bahamas will one day see much more prosperous days. I don't doubt that. To be honest with y'all, I don't doubt that. In the next 5 years, I don't know that to be true. But it's going to happen. It'll happen. But it isn't going to happen automatically. And we now live in a world where things are abundantly more complex, dynamic, sometimes fragile. And so we have to be able to make good decisions. And that means you have to invest yourself in thinking, bro. Sis, thinking. Both at the government level and at the personal level. Because it could happen. We can do this. We need to do it, right? As I was talking to a friend yesterday, and you know, the great concern when you are 58, 60 years old is, great concern is to you, is for your children and your children's children. Because you want to leave them in a good position. Can I tell you something that might sound morbid? You know what I did this morning? I went to kid and funeral package I want. Do I have news that I'm going to die? No, I don't know such news. But these days I feel an obligation to prepare my children and their children for the transition, for their lives, and to leave them better off than I am, as best I can. The system, right? And this is the approach we have to take now. This is the short-termism we have and these knee-jerk reactions we have to the politics and other things. No, man. We are strategic, more focused, more deliberate, more intentional. And doing some of these things may be scary, but I can't see the benefits being anything other than huge, broad, and long-standing for the people we love and care about and the country we believe so much in. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. God spares our life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a great, great afternoon.
I'm not afraid. I'm staying. Take a stand.